we share the microphone?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's a great honor to be with you today. I'm not sure what he said in the introduction. I didn't understand anything he said. But I hope it was nice, whatever he said. You know, I've been looking forward for a long time to come to Cairo. It's been on my heart for a long time. And now I see it coming true. Being with my brothers and sisters here. It's a great blessing. I'm blessed to visit many churches across the world. Now this morning we'll have a lesson from the book of Daniel. Actually, I wrote a book on Daniel. If you have read English, we have a copy over there. But I'll save you the money. We get the lesson for free, okay? Now, the theme of the book of Daniel, God rules the nations. Do not fear. There are two major themes in Daniel. First is staying righteous in a world that is trying to make us compromise. We'll see Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego under great pressure to compromise their commitment to God. If they can stay faithful, then so can we. The second theme of Daniel, God is in control. Now, how many of you believe that God is in control?
I mean,
of course you raise your hand. You're at church, you have to raise your hand. Let me ask you again. How many of you really believe that God is in control? Because if you do, it'll have a deep effect on the way you live. Now let's be honest. There have been some difficult times in Egypt. Surely some of you have been tempted to wonder, is God really in control? But we, as we look at Daniel, we see clear evidence that God rules the nations. And if God rules the nations, surely He can take care of your life. Now, the audience of Daniel. To understand the place of Daniel in the Bible, Daniel in the Old Testament is like the book of Revelation in the New Testament. The book of Revelation was written to the Christians undergoing extreme persecution from the Romans. The message was, yes, it's bad, great persecution, but God will defeat the Romans. And God rules the nations. And then at the end of Revelation is a vision of the end of time when God will come and judge the nation. Same thing in the book of Daniel. The audience of
Daniel
is the Jews undergoing great persecution in the time of a king named Antiochus Epiphanes.
Maybe you never heard of this guy.
يمكن عمرك ما سمعت عنه أبدا.
I'll give you a little bit of background.
هكون بعطيك بعض الخلفية.
But he was a Greek king.
هو كان ملك يوناني.
He fought against Ptolemy, the king that was in Egypt at the time.
وكان بيحارب ضد بطليموس الملك اللي كان موجود في مصر في هذا الوقت.
He persecuted the Jews.
واضطهد اليهود.
He say, if you make sacrifices, you can't do that anymore. He took a pig, killed it right there in the temple, and smeared the blood of the pig all over the temple. And he put a statue of
Zeus
in the Holy of Holies. And the face on the statue
ووجه التمثال ده
was the face of Antiochus Epiphanes.
كان وجهه الملك أنطوكيوس أبيفينوس.
It was the worst time in the entire history for the Jews.
وكان ده أسوأ وقت في كل تاريخ اليهود.
Surely they were questioning.
أكيد كانوا بيتساءلوا.
Surely God is not in control.
بيسألوا أكيد الله مش متحكم في كل حاجة.
But Daniel is written to that audience.
لكن دانيال كتب لهم هذا الصف.
But it's written to us as well.
لكن أيضا كتبوا لنا إحنا كمان.
Now Daniel is a very unusual book.
دانيال هو كتاب غير تقليدي.
You don't find many books like this in the library.
ما بتلاقيش كتب زي دانيال في موجودة في المكتبات العامة.
It's a history book.
هو كتاب تاريخ.
Of the future.
للمستقبل.
You don't find those in the library.
ما بتلاقيش في الكتب في المكتبات كتاب تاريخ عن المستقبل.
It has the most amazing prophecies of the future.
عنده بعض النبوات من أعظم النبوات عن المستقبل.
Very, very specific.
حاجات محددة جدا.
It'll be like this.
زي كده بالظبط.
I say 647 years from now.
عدد سنين طويل جدا 700 سنة من النهاردة.
There'll be a guy from Lebanon.
هيكون في شخص جاي من لبنان.
His name is Samir.
اسمه سمير.
He'll conquer the whole world.
وهيكون بيهزم العالم كله.
And then in 647 years from now.
وبعد 647 سنة من النهاردة.
That's exactly what happened.
ده بالظبط اللي بيحصل.
Now if that happened you'd say, ah, he's a prophet.
لو ده حصل هتقول ده أكيد نبي اللي قال لي الكلمتين دول.
And really, see, there's two parts to Daniel.
في قوتين في أنا آسف جزئين لسفر دانيال.
Chapter 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
من إصحاح واحد لإصحاح ستة.
These are practical stories.
أنا آسف إصحاح واحد وثلاثة وأربعة وخمسة ستة دول قصص عملية.
Of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
عن شادراخ وميشاخ وعبدنغو.
And the world is doing everything they can to get to compromise their faith.
والعالم بيحاول بكل جهد إن هو يجعلهم يقدموا تنازلات عن إيمانهم.
But no, they're faithful.
لكن هم ظلوا عندهم إيمان.
Because they know that God is in control.
هم عرفوا إن الله إله متحكم في كل شيء.
The other half of the book.
الجزء الثاني من الكتاب.
Chapter 2.
إصحاح 2.
And chapter 7 through 12.
وإصحاحات من 7 ل 12.
Are visions of the future.
هي عبارة عن رؤى للمستقبل.
Amazingly specific prophecies, as we'll see.
محددة بطريقة غير طبيعية.
Now you think, how are those connected? The practical stories of staying righteous.
القصص العملية أنك تظل عندك إيمان وأمين.
And the visions of the future.
ورؤى المستقبل.
Well, here's how they're connected.
هو دي الطريقة اللي هم ممكن يكونوا بيتربطوا ببعض.
Because if God can tell us hundreds of years beforehand.
لأن لو ربنا يقدر يقول لنا اللي هيحصل بعد مئات السنين.
Exactly what will happen.
بالضبط اللي هيكون بيحصل.
What one king will do and another king will do.
إيه الملك ده هيعمله والملك ده اللي هيكون بيعمله.
That means God rules the nations.
ده معناه إنه الله بيحكم الأمم.
And if God rules the nations.
ولو الله بيحكم الأمم.
He could give you a job if he wants to.
هيقدر يدي لك وظيفة لو هو عايز.
He could help your unfaithful spouse come to the Lord.
هو ممكن يكون بيساعد زوجتك الغير مؤمنة انها تكون بتأتي إلى الرب.
He could help you when you have a disease.
ممكن يكون بيساعدك لما تكون بتصاب بمرض معين.
He could take care of your church when there's great political turmoil.
ممكن هو يكون بياخد باله من كنيستك لما يكون في قلق سياسي عظيم.
He could use the worst situation in the world.
ممكن يكون بيستخدم أسوأ موقف في العالم.
To his glory.
لماذا؟
Because God rules the nation.
لأن الله بيحكم.
That's how the two parts are connected together.
دي الطريقة اللي زي حتين أو الجزئين ليهم صلة وثيقة ببعض.
Now I have to give you a little bit of historical background.
هنا أكون بديكوا بعض الخلفية التاريخية.
There's way too much on the screen.
في أشياء كثيرة جدا مكتوبة على الشاشة.
Plus it's in English anyway.
لكنها بالإنجليزي كده ولا كده أساسا.
But let me give you a little bit of historical details.
لكن خليكم بديلكم بعض الخلفية التاريخية.
There was the Northern Kingdom.
كان في المملكة الشمالية.
Very unfaithful.
عندها عدم أمانة غير طبيعي تجاه الله.
God judged them.
الله فعلا كان بيدينهم.
He sent the Assyrian king.
وبعت الملك الأشوري.
Sennacherib.
سنخرم.
Destroyed them.
عشان يكون دمر.
The Southern Kingdom Judah was more faithful.
والمملكة الجنوبية كان عندها إيمان أكتر وأمناء أكتر للرب.
But still they turned to idolatry.
لكن أيضا هم تحولوا إلى عبادة الأوثان.
So God sent Nebuchadnezzar.
والله بعت لهم نبوخذنصر.
The year was 605 BC.
وده كان في سنة 605 قبل الميلاد.
God had told them.
ربنا قال لهم.
In Isaiah he told them.
في إشعياء قال لهم.
That he would judge them.
إن الله هيكون بيدينهم.
And the Babylonian king would come and take their things away. But in Jeremiah 29, God said 70 years. You know that passage? God says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Did you ever read the context? Because when God said that, the city of Jerusalem was surrounded by the troops. And just a few months later, they were conquered. And the city was destroyed.
ودمرت المدينة.
You know, God rules the nations.
الله بيحكم الأمم.
That means He would judge us if we're not righteous.
ده معناه إن الله هيكون بيودنا إحنا كمان لو إحنا غير برين.
But He said 70 years.
لكن بيقول 70 سنة.
Now in 605 BC.
605 قبل الميلاد.
Nebuchadnezzar took captives.
نبوخذنصر أخذ أسرى.
Took them back to Babylon.
أخذهم معاه لبابل.
They were the children of the royal family.
ودول كانوا أولاد العيلة الملكة.
That included Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
كان من ضمنهم دانيال وشادرخ وميشاخ وعبدنافع.
He said, every year you pay me money.
قال لهم كل سنة تدفعوا لي فلوس.
If not, I have your children.
لو ما دفعتوليش فلوس أنا عندي أولادكم حاجزهم في بابل.
Unfortunately,
ولسوء الحظ.
The Jews rebelled. So Nebuchadnezzar came back. In 597 BC. Took away the king, broke down part of the wall. He says, don't you rebel. Now, even Jeremiah said, don't rebel. But these stubborn Jews, they didn't believe that God rules the nations. They didn't believe that God's in control. So they said, we're going to take control. They rebelled again. So God sent Nebuchadnezzar.
والله بعت الحالة دي نبوخذنصر.
Destroyed the city.
ودمر بالكامل مدينة أورشليم.
But interesting.
لكن الشيء المثير للاهتمام.
70 years later.
بعد 70 سنة.
70 years after Daniel was taken into slavery.
بعد 70 سنة من وقت ما دانيال اتاخد للأسر.
God sent a man named Cyrus.
الله بعت شخص اسمه قرش.
He destroyed the Babylonian kingdom.
دمر الإمبراطورية البابلية.
And he sent the Jews back.
ورجع اليهود مرة تانية لبلادهم.
And they rebuilt the city.
وبنوا المدينة من جديد.
The ones who trusted God.
الناس اللي كان عندهم إيمان في الله.
He blessed.
باركهم.
The ones who said God's not in control, I'm in control.
والناس اللي قالوا لا ربنا مش متحكم في كل حاجة أنا متحكم في كل حاجة.
They were destroyed.
هم دول اللي دمروا.
So the Persians took over.
إذن هنا بعد كده الفرس استولوا على المملكة.
For over 200 years.
قعدوا الفرس 200 سنة.
And later the Greeks.
وبعد كده اليونانيين.
I'm sure you know about Alexander, yes?
أكيد عارفين على الإسكندر الأكبر مش كده؟
Do you have a city named after him here in Egypt?
عندكم هنا مدينة مسمى بعد اسمه الإمبراطور.
He destroyed the Persian Empire.
ده اللي دمر المملكة فارس.
In Egypt he set up Ptolemy as ruler.
وفي مصر حط بطليموس.
We'll see more about that in Daniel. And then later the Romans came. The rest of the story you know.
بقيت القصة أنتوا عارفينها كويس جدا.
And a small village.
في مدينة أو قرية صغيرة جدا.
An unimportant province in Rome.
في مقاطعة غير مهمة في روما.
Born to a very poor family.
مولود في عيلة فقيرة جدا.
A man who is born.
رجل اتولد.
Destined to rule the world.
اللي هو فعلا كان عنده مصير إنه هو يكون بيحكم العالم.
That's Jesus Christ.
ده طبعا هو يسوع.
Now here's how we're going to cover the book of Daniel. There's the Babylonian Empire, the Persian Empire, and then of course the Empire of Alexander the Great. So we're only spend a little bit of time on Daniel 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Daniel 1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Those chapters are very easy to understand. So I'm just going to choose one. We're going to look mainly at Daniel chapter
3.
But before I do that, let's read in Daniel chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
فأعداد واحد ثلاثة في السنة الثالثة من ملك يهوياقيم ملك يهوذا ذهب نبوخذنصر ملك بابل إلى أورشليم وحصره وسلم الرب بيده يهوياقيم ملك يهوذا مع بعض آنية بيت الله فجاء بها إلى أرض شنعار إلى بيت إلهه وأدخل الآنية إلى خزانة بيت إلهه وأمر الملك أشفنز رئيس قسيانه بأن يحضر من بني إسرائيل ومن نسل الملك ومن الشرفاء فتيانا لعيب فيهم حسان المنظر حاذقين في كل حكمة وعارفين معرفة وذوي فهم بالعلم والذين فيهم قوة على الوقوف في قصر الملك فيعلموهم كتابة الكلدانيين ولسانهم.
The year is 605 BC.
هل السنة 605 قبل الميلاد؟
Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are dragged off to Babylon.
دانيال وشادراك وميشاك وعبدناغو اتجروا إلى مملكة بابل.
The nation is conquered.
والبلدهم هزمت.
It looks very bad.
شكل الأمر أو سيء جدا.
Obviously, God is not in control, right?
شكل واضح طبعا ممكن تقول إن الله مش متحكم في الأمور. صح؟
No.
لا.
Even when things are going badly.
حتى لما الأمور بتمشي بطريقة سيئة.
God is in control.
الله متحكم في كل حاجة.
Now think about these four boys.
فكر في الأربع فتيان دول.
Teenagers.
هم مراهقين.
Maybe 13, maybe 15 years old.
يمكن عشانهم سنهم 13 14 سنة.
Taken away from the family.
اتخذوا من عائلاتهم.
Taken away from the church.
اتخذوا من كنيستهم.
No Bible.
مفيش إنجيل.
No church.
مفيش كنيسة.
No disciples.
مفيش تلمذة.
Hundreds of miles away.
على بعد مئات الأميال من بيتهم.
No one checking up on them.
محدش بيسأل عنهم.
The kings try to make them good Babylonians.
والملك بيحاول يجعلهم بابليين صالحين.
He even takes away their names.
وحتى بيغير أساميهم.
Daniel becomes Belshazzar.
ودانيال بيصبح بلشاصر.
That's the name of the Babylonian king.
وده هو اسم ملك بابل.
Excuse me, the Babylonian god. Imagine a Jew who had the name of an idol for the rest of his life. He wants them to reject their religion and serve him. So he says, I'm going to give you a great job. You just have to compromise just a little bit. No big deal. Great job. Great success. A lot of money. You're just teenagers. Oh, compromise just a little bit. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say,
وشادرخ ميشخ ودانيال وعبدناغو قالوا
you can keep your job.
انت ممكن تحتفظ بوظيفتك لنفسك.
We'll never compromise.
احنا مش هنقدم ولا تنازل بسيط جدا.
We will not eat the forbidden food.
احنا مش هناكل الاطعمه المحرمه.
Give us vegetables.
اعطينا خضروات.
If Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego can be faithful, their situation is much worse than ours. They had no support at all. What did they have? All they had was God. and their faith in God. They lost a lot. In fact, in Isaiah 39, verse 6 and 7, it said, God would take away the children of the royal family and make them eunuchs. Guess what else they lost?
فكروا ايه اللي ممكن يكونوا خسروه ايضا غير الحاجات اللي قدموها دي.
أو.
شيء مؤلم طبعا.
You notice they had no children.
طبعا ممكن تلاحظ ان ما كانش عندهم اولاد.
Oh yes.
اكيد.
I won't mention what else they lost.
انا مش هكون بكون اكثر تحديدا هم خسروا ايه تاني.
But they were faithful.
وانا مش هترجم برضه لكن هم فضلوا امناء.
And the king's prime minister says,
والملك قال,
we're going to make you great.
هنجعلكم عظماء جدا.
They says, no, we will never compromise.
لا احنا لن نقدم تنازلات.
They always give glory to God.
احنا نكون بنعطي مجد لله دايما.
In verse 9 it says, God caused the official to show favor.
في عدد 9 الكتاب بيقول انه اعطى الله دانيال نعمة ورحمة عند رئيس الخصيان.
In verse 2 it says, the Lord delivered Jehoiakim.
Verse 2.
But in verse 8, Daniel said, I will never defile myself. Many of you have a job. Your boss says, oh, just a little bit. A little lie. Just a little bit of stretching the truth. Come on, everybody's corrupt. In fact, if you won't be corrupt, you can find another job. What will you do? Will you be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Who said, if you're going to try to get me to compromise my righteousness, I want you to know right now, I will never, ever do it. And this is a great opportunity. See, the world says, they don't like people who are committed. So they try to challenge your faith. But that's your opportunity to let God shine. And after the time of testing, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even though they only ate vegetables, they were buff. They answered the questions better than anybody else. And they gave glory to God. Because they know that God is in control. And then there's Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar puts a giant statue. 30 meters high. He says, everybody come and have a big party. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're invited. But they had no choice. And he says, when I blow the horns and all the instruments, everybody bow down to the statue. Imagine the scene. 50,000 people on the stage, the most powerful man in the world. Maybe it's like Mr. Morsi, I don't know. And he says, you bow down to the statue. We have a fire over here. These are teenagers. The peer pressure, you know? Think for a minute. What would you have done? Would you have bowed down to that statue? Here's what would have gone through my mind. I would have said, I'll bow my head, but not my heart. See, watch this. Did I just commit a sin? Does it really matter? Would it really matter if they bowed onto the statue? The answer is yes, it does matter.
دانيال بيقول اه طبعا مهم.
Because when the religious world calls you to compromise,
إذا لما العالم المتدين بيطلب منك إنك تكون بتقدم تنازلات,
they ask you to bow down to their idols,
إنك تكون بتتحني للآلهة بتاعتهم,
that's when you need to stand for God.
عشان كده محتاج تكون بتاخد موقف تجاه الله.
Now think about this.
فكر في الأمر شوية.
Because in the time of the Roman persecutors,
لأن في عهد المضطهدين الرومان,
God said, the Roman king said,
الملك الروماني قال,
just a little sacrifice.
آه ذبيحة بسيطة.
5 minutes ceremony.
5 دقائق بس من المراسم.
Then everything will be fine.
كل حاجة هتكون.
It's not a big deal.
ده مش شيء ضخم قوي.
Just a little bit of incense.
دي مجرد بخور بسيطة.
Get a little bit of meat sacrificed to the idol.
وبعض اللحوم المقدمة مذبوحة للأوثان.
No big deal.
آه مش قصة عظيمة.
Otherwise,
ولا
I throw you in jail.
هكون برميك في السجن.
You'll never have a job.
عمرك ما تكون عندك وظيفة تانية.
You lose everything.
هتكون بتخسر كل حاجة.
What would you have done?
هتكون بتعمل إيه في الموقف.
But the Christians had the book of Daniel.
لكن المسيحيين كان عندهم سفر دانيال.
And also in the time of Antiochus Epiphanes.
وأيضا في زمن أنطوكيوس أبيفانينوس.
Antiochus said,
Antiochus قال,
if you circumcise your male children,
لو أنت خصيت أولادك,
first will kill your wife,
خصيت أنا آسف, ختنت أولادك,
then will kill your child, and then we'll kill you. Would you have circumcised your child? Because if you did, you spend the rest of your life living in a cave. But if you believe that God rules the nations, you would circumcise your male child. Now what if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego bowed down to that statue? Would they go to hell for that? What do you think? I don't think so. How many of you have sinned since you became a Christian? Okay. So are you going to judge Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? It's not their salvation that's at stake. It's the honor of God that's at stake.
ولكن هو مجد وشرف الله اللي على المحك.
Will you stand up for God?
هل هتاخد موقف تجاه الله?
People say, "Oh, you're too committed."
آه ناس تقول لك أنت ملتزم قوي.
Oh, you don't teach that you pray Jesus into your heart.
أنت ما كل محتاج أنت تعمله بس أن تصلي يسوع في قلبك.
You're too hardcore.
أنت ناشف أو زاد عن اللزوم.
So we need to stand up for God. So they blow the horns and all the instruments. 50,000 bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood proud for God. Nebuchadnezzar's up on the stage. Who are these teenagers? You bring them up here right now. Let's read about that.
شادرخ وعبدناغ وقالوا للملك يا نبوخذ نصر لا يلزمنا أن نجيبك عن هذا الأمر هو ذا يوجد إلى هنا الذي نعبده يستطيع أن ينجينا من أتون النار المتقدة وأن ينقذنا من يدك أيها الملك وإلا فليكن معلوما لك أيها الملك أننا لا نعبد آلهتك ولا نسجد تمثال الذهب الذي نصبته
So Nebuchadnezzar is very angry.
Nebuchadnezzar عنده غضب شديد جدا.
He says, "You come up here on the stage." Says Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Ya Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Who are you to stand up against my God?
مين انت عشان تقف قصاد الاله بتاعي؟
You have to understand.
هي عايزين تفهم حاجة مهمة أوي.
From his perspective,
من وجهة نظره هو الشخصية.
His God, Bel. His God, it was named Bel.
إلهه اللي اسمه بل.
Had already conquered their God.
هو هزم إله شادرخ ميشاخ وعبدنغو.
And the items from the temple in Jerusalem.
والأغنية اللي اتاخدت من الهيكل الرب.
They were sitting in his treasury. It looked like God had been defeated. But no matter the way it seems, no matter the circumstances, God rules the nation. I love the response of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Teenagers stand before the most powerful man in the entire world. They said, our God is able to save us from the flames. But no matter what, we're not going to bow down to your idol.
بصرف النظر عن ايه اللي هيحصل لن نسجد للاله بتاعك.
Did it look like God rules the nations?
هل فعلا كان الشكل العام ساعتها ان الله بيحكم الامم؟
It sure didn't look that way.
اكيد كما كانش ده هو الشكل الموجود حاليا.
It's looking like Babylon has 10 points.
ده شكلها ان بابل عندها 10 نقاط.
And God has 0 points.
والله عنده 0 نقاط.
Did they expect to be saved from the flames?
هل كانوا عندهم إيمان إن هم هيخلصوا من النيران؟
I don't think so.
ما أظنش. ده كان إيمان.
There's no evidence of that.
ما كانش في أدلة لده.
Listen to this.
اسمعوا اللي هو بيقول.
They said God can save us.
قالوا الله يمكن يستطيع أن يخلصنا.
But even if He doesn't.
لكن حتى لو ما خلصناش.
We're going to be faithful.
سوف نظل أمناء.
Some of you have had very hard things in your life.
بعضكم كان بيمر بظروف صعبة جدا في حياته.
Even now you have great struggles.
يمكن النهاردة عندك بعض المشاكل الكبيرة.
You have illness.
بعض الأمراض.
No money.
مفيش فلوس.
You feel scared.
تحس بالخوف.
Christians aren't very liked in this country.
المسيحيين مش محبوبين قوي في هذا البلد.
You pray for God to save you.
بتصلي لله ان هو يكون بيخلصك.
But what if He doesn't?
لكن لو ما خلصكش.
What if He says, "My grace is enough for you"?
ايه لو قال لك نعمتي تكفيك؟
Will you be faithful?
هل تظل امين؟
It's been tough here in Egypt. I know that. I'm an American. I have nothing to say. Everything is easy for me. You should be up here preaching this lesson if you ask me. But I still ask you. Do you believe that God is in control? So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no. We will never bow to your God. So now Nebuchadnezzar is even more furious. He says, make the flames 7 times hotter. They drag them off to the flames. Imagine what's going through their minds. We'll never see our family. God gave us His great job. For what? To be burned in the flames? You know, it wasn't too late.
ما كانش الوقت اتأخر قوي.
Even as they were being dragged to the flames.
حتى هم بيجروا تجاه هتون النار.
They could have said, wait.
واحد قال لهم استنى.
Never mind.
استنى استنى لحظة واحدة.
All right, you win.
أنا أنت كسبت خلاص.
I'll bow down to that statue.
أنا هسجد للتمثال ده.
But no.
لكن حتى في اللحظة دي هم رفضوا.
They let themselves be thrown into the flames.
سمحوا لنفسهم أن هم يكونوا بيترموا في هتون النار.
Because they believe that God is in control. Again, I ask you. Do you believe that God is in control in your life? Now, you know this story has a happy ending, right? He threw them in. The soldiers were burned up.
الجنود نفسهم اللي رموهم اتحرقوا.
It wasn't three in the flames.
لكن في ثلاثة وما كانش في ثلاثة في النار.
It was four.
كان في أربعة واقفين في النار.
And Nebuchadnezzar said, "Come out of there."
ونبوخذنصر قال لهم اطلعوا لي من هنا.
And he gave glory to God that day.
ونبوخذنصر أعطى مجد لله في هذا اليوم.
Now let's go on to the prophecies. Because like I said, this is the part we're going to spend more time on. But I better go pretty fast. Daniel chapter 2.
في دانيال الصحة 2.
Nebuchadnezzar has a dream.
نبوخذنصر حلم.
He wakes up the next morning.
صحي ثاني يوم الصبح.
He says, "Oh my gods."
يا آلهتي.
A little joke there. He said he knew it was from the gods. So he brings in all of his astrologers and his magicians. He says, "Tell me the meaning of the dream." They say, "No problem. Tell us the dream and then we'll interpret it." But Nebuchadnezzar knew. These guys aren't real. They have their miracles. They have their services. Somebody walks across the stage. He's limping a little bit. Then afterwards he's not limping so much. But then 2 weeks later he's back where he started. You know what I'm talking about? These guys were not real. They said, "No way." Nebuchadnezzar said, "First you tell me the dream and then you interpret it." No fair. You expect us to really have something from the gods? So he says, "I'll kill you all." But Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in that group. They send the messenger to the king. They said, "No one can interpret the dream." But God can. Notice this, at every opportunity, they always get glory to God. Not to themselves. Every time. When people ask them to compromise, they saw it as an opportunity to give glory to God. So they went and prayed. And God told them the dream. So Daniel came to Nebuchadnezzar. He said, "You saw a huge statue. The head of gold. The chest of silver, the belly and the thighs of bronze, and the legs of iron." And then a big rock came, and it hit that statue, and it shattered the statue. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Oh my God.
Ya ilahi.
Oh my Yahweh.
Yahweh."
And then Daniel told him the meaning of the dream. He said, "The head of gold. That's you. You are the king." He says, "You are a great king. But after you, there's going to be another king. Not so great. Actually, Cyrus was pretty great. He wants to give him the bad news, but carefully. Then there'll be a third king. And of course, that's Greece. Then he says there'll be a fourth empire. Greater than all the others. It's like iron. And like iron shatters everything. This empire will shatter all the others. The greatest empire of all time. It's Rome. But then he says, but it'll be a divided empire. Now wait a minute, is that true? Was Rome a divided empire? Yes. There was Eastern Rome.
كان في روم الشرقية.
Byzantium.
Because
Rome split into east and west. And Daniel said one of the leg will be like clay, it'll fall apart. And the other leg will be like iron. That's exactly what happened. The year was 395 AD. Rome split into east and west. 50 years later, Western Rome was destroyed forever. But Eastern Rome lasted for 1,000 years. In this one dream, through Daniel, God told the history of the world for the next 2,000 years. That's pretty impressive. But then, the rock hits the statue. And Daniel says, in the time of those kings, in the time of the Roman kings, God will establish a kingdom that will never end. Can you think of a kingdom that was established during the time of Rome? That's still around today? And that will outlast all other kingdoms? Yes. And you're a citizen of that kingdom. It's the kingdom of God. Because God rules the nations. Now that's impressive. But even more impressive is Daniel chapter 7. Here Daniel has a dream. Now this dream came in the year 553 BC. Daniel's been in captivity for 53 years.
Daniel here was in the Sabi or in the Asr for more than 50 years.
He's almost 70 years old.
تقريبا عمره 70 سنة في هذا الوقت.
Is he still faithful?
هل هو لسه مؤمن وعنده إيمان في الله؟
Oh yes, he's very faithful.
نعم هو لا زال أمين.
He has a vision of four animals.
عنده رؤية لأربع حيوانات.
The first one was a lion.
أول حيوان هو الأسد.
And he was given the heart of a man.
وأعطى قلب إنسان.
That's Babylon. The heart that he stood up and had a heart like a man. That's about Nebuchadnezzar. Who gave glory to God. He worshipped the God of heaven. He said there'd be another beast. Like a bear. With three ribs in his mouth. Now one thing about Daniel. When he prophesies. Exactly what he says. Is exactly what happened. Because the second beast. Is the Persian Mede Empire. Guess how many great kingdoms Cyrus conquered. Three. Lydia.
Lydia, sorry.
That would be like Turkey.
زي تركيا بالضبط.
And Babylon.
وبابل.
And bad news.
والأسف للأسف يعني.
Egypt.
مصر.
Sorry. But as you know, Cyrus conquered Egypt. Exactly like Daniel prophesied. Then came a third beast. With four wings. I'll tell you about those in chapter
8.
But then came a fourth beast. A terrible beast. Let's read about that. In verse 7 through 8. Daniel 7,
7
through 8.
Daniel 7,
بعد هذا كنت أرى في رؤى الليل وإذا بحيوان رابع هائل وقوي وشديد جدا وله أسنان من حديد كبيرة أكل وسحق وداس الباقي برجليه وكان مخالفا لكل حيوان قبله وله عشرة.
What a strange vision. This terrible beast. A frightening beast. With 10 horns. And then a little horn. The little horn is boasting. I'm better than all you other horns. I may be a little horn. But I'm better than all you other horns. Imagine Daniel says to himself, I have to write this down? What's this about? He must have thought, why am I writing down this vision? People think I'm crazy. He had no idea what this is about. But we know what it's about. Because we can read the history books. God gave the interpretation of the dream.
وعن القرون العشر التي برأسه وعن الآخر الذي طلع فسقطت خدامه ثلاثة وهذا القرن له عيون وفم متكلم بعظائم ومنظره أشد من رفقائه وكنت أنظر وإذا هذا القرن يحارب القديسين فغلبهم حتى جاء القديم الأيام وأعطى الذين وأعطى الدين القديسي العلي وبلغ الوقت فامتلك القديسون المملكة.
You'd read all the way through verse 25.
فقال هكذا أما الحيوان الرابع فتكون مملكة رابعة على الأرض مخالفة لسائر الممالك فتأكل الأرض كلها وتدسها وتسحقها وقرون العشر من هذه المملكة هي عشرة ملوك يقومون ويقوم بعدهم آخر وهو مخالف الأولين ويذل ثلاثة ملوك ويتكلم بكلام ضد العلي ويبلي قديسي العلي ويظن أنه يغير الأوقات والسنة ويسلمون ليده إلى زمان وأزمنة ويسلمون إلى يده إلى زمان وأزمنة ونصف زمان.
So Daniel is told by the angel,
Daniel, الملاك قال له,
the fourth beast,
الحيوان الرابع,
is a fourth empire.
هو المملكة الرابعة.
It's Rome.
هي روما.
And he says the 10 horns,
كل العشر قرون,
are 10 kings.
هم عشر ملوك.
Now did Rome have kings?
هل روما كان عندها ملوك?
For over 600 years, Rome had no king.
لمدة 600 سنة روما ما كانش عندها ملوك.
And when Daniel lived,
ولما دانيال كان عايش,
Rome was a tiny city.
روما كانت مدينة صغيرة جدا.
That nobody ever heard of.
ما كانش حد أبدا سمع عنها.
And it had no kings.
ما كانش عندها ملوك.
But later on,
لكن بعد شوية,
600 years after Daniel lived,
بعد 600 سنة من وقت ما عاش دانيال,
Rome had kings.
روما كان عندها ملوك.
The first one was Augustus.
أول هو ملك اسمه أغسطس.
And he says,
هو قال,
the 11th king,
قال الملك الحادي عشر,
will be very prideful.
هيكون ملك متكبر جدا.
And he will attack the saints.
وهيكون بيهاجم القديسين.
Now here are the first 11 kings of Rome.
دول أول 11 ملك لروما.
Augustus, Tiberius, and all the other ones.
هم دول العشر.
And guess what?
وفكروا كده.
The first empire of Rome to attack the church.
أول إمبراطور لروما هاجم الكنيسة.
Was Domitian.
هو اسمه إيه؟ دومينيان.
That's amazing.
ده شيء مثير للعجب فعلا.
650 years before it happened.
650 سنة قبل ما ده يحصل فعلا.
Daniel said the 11th king.
دانيال قال الملك الحادي عشر.
Will attack the saints.
هيكون بيهاجم القديسين.
But he says the 11th king.
لكن قال 11 ملك.
Will knock down three of the horns.
هيكون أيضا بيكسر ثلاث قرون. ملك الحادي عشر ده.
What's that about?
إيه معنى
Well, let me tell you. Because Nero died.
نيرون مات طبعا.
He was the last successor to Julius Caesar.
وده كان آخر واحد جه بعد يوليوس قيصر.
And there was a lot of anarchy in the kingdom.
وكان في قلق كتير قوي حصل في المملكة في هذا الوقت.
Three kings ruled for a very short time.
في ثلاث ملوك حكموا لأوقات قصيرة جدا.
Galba, Otho, and Vitellius.
الثلاثة دول الأسامي دي.
Vespasian, the most powerful general,
هو أعظم جنرال,
he was at Jerusalem,
كان موجود في أورشليم,
fulfilling a prophecy in Daniel chapter 9,
بيحقق نبوءة في دانيال صح 9,
he rushed back to Rome,
رجع بسرعة لروما,
left behind Titus,
وساب تيتوس,
who destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD,
اللي هو سنة 70 ميلادية حطم أورشليم بالكامل,
fulfilling Daniel chapter 9.
وده اللي حقق نبوة دانيال صح 9.
In the meantime,
وفي الوقت الراهن,
his other son,
ابنه الآخر,
Domitian,
دومينيون,
he was back in Rome,
رجع روما,
helping to defeat Galba, Otho, and Vitellius.
وهو حاول ان هو يكون بيهزم الثلاث ملوك دول.
How many times in all of history has one king
اللي في ملك واحد
defeated three kings that came before him?
هزم ثلاث ملوك جم قبليه.
I would say no other time in all history. And yet Daniel prophesied this 650 years before it happened. You know what? I think God rules the nations. Now remember, this is persecution. Even when the church is persecuted, still God rules the nations. And then he says, the 11th horn, it says he spoke boastfully. Domitian was so arrogant. He said, everyone will address me as my Lord God Domitian. The most arrogant king in the entire history of Rome. Then Daniel says, he will change the time. What's that about? Well, let me tell you. This man Domitian was so arrogant that he changed the name November. He said, instead of November, it's going to be Domitianus. And from now on, no longer October, it'll be Germanicus, which was his middle name. It'd be like Morsi saying, no more June, from now on Morsi. Do you think you guys would accept that? Now, he may be a prideful man, I don't know. He might be a humble man, I don't know. I'm not here to comment on politics. But Domitian was a very prideful man. And Daniel said, not only will he change the time, but he'll change the laws. Rome had the most famous legal system in all of history. And when Napoleon came to Egypt, he brought the Roman legal system. But this arrogant man Domitian said, we'll wipe out the entire Roman legal system and we'll put in the Domitian legal system. The day he died, they took those 2 months out of the calendar, and they reestablished the Roman law. But God rules the nations.
Allah فعلا متحكم في كل الأمور.
Let's read verse 26 and 27.
اوكي. فيجلس الدين
Right near the end of the chapter.
وينزعون عنه سلطانه ليفنوا ويبيدوا إلى المنتهى. والمملكة والسلطان وعظمة المملكة تحت كل سماء تعطى لشعب قديسي العلي. ملكوته ملكوت أبدي وجميع السلاطين إياه يعبدون ويطيعون.
No matter how bad it seems.
بصرف النظر عن مدى بشاعة الأمور يمكن تبان.
In your home.
في بيتك.
At your school.
في مدرستك.
At your job.
في وظيفتك.
God rules the nation.
الله بيحكم الأمة.
God will judge his enemies.
الله يكون بيدين أعدائه.
And he'll be glorified.
ويكون بيتمجد في النهاية.
The question is, will you be part of that?
السؤال هل أنت هتكون جزء من ده؟
And God judged Rome eventually.
والله أدان روما بعد شوية.
But then there's Daniel chapter 8.
لكن بعد كده في دانيال صح 8.
Is it okay if I go on to Daniel 8?
هل من الشيء من هل كويس مو عايزيني أخش دانيال 8؟
It's amazing.
مو مثير جدا.
It's a vision.
هي أيضا رؤية.
Of a ram, like a sheep, you know.
رؤية لخروف.
And a goat.
ومعزة أو نعجة.
And there's a ram.
والخروف ده.
And he has one long horn.
عنده قرن طويل شوية.
And one short horn.
وقرن قصير.
And he charged across the canal.
وكان بيعبر في داخل قناة.
From Susa.
من بلد اسمها سوسة.
There's the canal right there.
هذه القناة هو بيشاور عليها هذه القناة اللي هو عبارها.
This is Susa.
دي سوسة.
The capital of Persia.
هي عاصمة فارس.
He says one of the horns will be shorter.
بيقول الواحد من القرون هيكون أقصر.
But later it'll be longer.
لكن بعد كده هيطول.
Again, what a strange vision.
أكيد رؤية هو جدي على فكرة.
But
رؤية غريبة شوية.
But here's what it means.
لكن دي معنى جدي.
Because it was the Persian and Mede Empire.
هو عبارة عن مملكة فارس ومملكة ميد.
Before Cyrus.
بعد قبل قورش.
It was Media.
كانت بس
And Persian.
وفارس.
But Cyrus was Persian.
لكن قورش كان فارسي.
And when he became king.
ولما أصبح ملك.
It was Persia.
كانت أيضا.
And then Media.
كانت فارس.
But this vision is not about Persia, it's about Greece.
لكن هذه الرؤية ليست عن فارس ولكن عن اليونان.
And then he said, while I was thinking about this two-horned ram,
فكر في الجدي اللي عنده قرنين,
suddenly a goat,
وبعد كده,
with one big horn,
جات المعزة دي بقرن واحد.
What a strange goat to have just one big horn.
شكلها عجيبة قوي عندها قرن واحد.
And he came from the west.
وجاي من الغرب.
He crossed the whole earth.
عبر كل الأرض.
Like he was floating above the ground.
كأنه طاير على مستوى الأرض.
Nothing could stop him.
مفيش حاجة ممكن توقفه.
He came to that two-horned ram.
ووصل لحد الجدي اللي عنده القرنين ده.
And he totally destroyed that ram.
دمره بالكامل.
Who is this goat?
من هو كان هذا؟
It's Alexander the Great. Exactly like Daniel said. 250 years before it happened. Daniel came.
Daniel came.
Excuse me. Alexander came. From the west, of course. He crossed from Europe to Asia. With an army with
30,000.
Persia had 200,000.
فارس كان عندها 200,000.
3 years later,
بعد 3 سنوات,
the entire Persian Empire was destroyed.
بعد 3 سنوات الإمبراطورية الفارسية كلها اتدمرت بالكامل.
It was like Alexander was floating above the ground.
لا بالضبط كان الإسكندر طاير فوق مستوى الأرض.
He came to Jerusalem.
دخل أورشليم.
And Josephus tells us.
وفي مؤرخ اسمه يوسيفوس بيقول.
That the Jewish priest brought a copy of the book of Daniel.
إنه الكهنة اليهود جابوا سفر دانيال.
And they showed him what it says in Daniel 8.
وورولو اللي بيقولوا في دانيال 8.
Alexander said. That's pretty good. I'm the goat floating above the ground.
أنا هو المعزة دي أو الجدي ده اللي بيطير فوق مستوى الأرض.
And the Greeks were always nice to the Jews.
وبالتالي اليونانيين كانوا دايما ظراف قوي ولطفاء مع اليهود.
But then it says.
لكن بعد كده بيقول.
At the height of his power.
في قمة مجده.
The horn was broken off.
ان هذا القرن انتصر.
And in his place came four horns.
وفي مكانه جه اربع قرون.
Again, what a strange vision. What's it about? Everything Daniel says is exactly what happened. Because when Daniel died, when Alexander died, he had only a baby. His wife Roxanne, actually she was pregnant. So they had battles. And his generals fought. And guess how many kingdoms emerged? You guessed it. Four. And one of them, of course, was Ptolemy. Everybody here knows about Ptolemy. In America, they never heard of Ptolemy. But you guys know about Ptolemy, yes? And there was these four. Now, have you ever read Daniel 11? The king of the north? And the king of the south? It says the king of the south marched out and the king of the north did this. Let me tell you the king of the south is. He's Ptolemy. How do I know that? Because every detail in Daniel 11 is exactly what happened. I'm going to skip all that. It's too much detail. I'm beginning to think maybe God does rule the nations. Maybe God could protect the church here in Cairo. Maybe God can protect your family. Maybe, just maybe, if you put your faith in God instead of in yourself, maybe God can take care of you. But let's read what happened. We read verse 9 through verse 12. Daniel chapter 8. No, Daniel 8. Verses 9 through 12.
Daniel 8 and 9-11. ومن واحد منها خرج قرن صغير وعظم جدا نحو الجنوب ونحو الشرق ونحن فخر الأراضي وتعظم حتى إلى جند السماوات وطرح بعض من الجند والنجوم إلى الأرض وجاسهم وحتى إلى رئيس الجند تعظم وبه ابطلت المحرقة الدائمة وهدم مسكن مقدسه وجعل جند على المحرقة الدائمة بالمعصية فطرح الحق على الأرض وفعل ونجح.
So it says,
بيقول,
from one of those four,
من واحد من الأربع ملوك دول,
it came another horn.
طلع قرن آخر.
Let me tell you his name.
فين أقول لك اسمه.
His name was Seleucus.
Seleucus.
And he was a general for Ptolemy. He fought a battle against Antigonus. It occurred in Syria. You know about Syria. And he beat Antigonus. He said, why should I give Syria to Ptolemy? I think I'll have my own empire. He's the king of the north. And it says he went to the south. He conquered Mesopotamia. Iraq today. And then it says he went to the east. He conquered Persia. And then he said he went to the beautiful land. The beautiful land. What would that be? That would be Palestine.
طبعا دي فلسطين.
Actually, it was his grandson.
هذا الأمر هو غير حفيده.
Antiochus.
Antiochus.
The one after whom the city of Antioch is named.
وده اللي هو أنطاكيا سمت على اسمه بعديها.
He took Palestine.
وده أخذ فلسطين.
And then he had a son.
وعنده ابن.
Antiochus.
Antiochus Epiphanes.
اسمه أنتيوكوس أبيفانوس اللي هو كلمنا عنه في الأول خالص.
That's what this vision is about.
ده هي الرؤية بتاعة أبيفانوس.
It says the host of the heavens fell down.
بيقول إنه فعلاً قوة السماوات أو جند السماوات وقعوا لتحت.
And God's people were stepped on.
وإنه رجال الله داس عليهم.
This man,
هذا الرجل,
he made himself as great as the prince of heaven.
ده عمل نفسه كأنه بالضبط أمير السماوات.
That's exactly what happened.
ده بالضبط اللي حصل مع أبيفانوس.
Remember I said after putting the blood of the pigs all over the temple.
فاكرين لما قلت في الأول لما حط دم الخنزير على الهيكل.
In the holy of holies.
في قدس الأقداس.
The place where God lived.
المكان اللي الله كان بيسكن فيه.
He put a statue of Zeus.
هو حط تمثال للإله زوس.
With his face on the statue.
وبالخنازير بتاعته على التمثال.
Surely the Jews thought it was all over.
وأكيد اليهود حسوا أكيد الموضوع خلاص.
Their religion was destroyed.
كده ديانتهم دمرت بالكامل.
No, some of them realized God is in control.
لا بعضهم قال لا ده الله متحكم في كل حاجة.
Who caused this to happen?
من سمح لده إن هو يكون بيحصل؟
Who caused Antiochus to humble the Jews?
من اللي سمح لأنطاكيوس ده إن هو يكون بيخلي اليهود يتواضعوا؟ مين؟
God did it.
الله هو اللي سمح.
Why did he do that?
لماذا؟ ليه بنعرف ده؟
Because God's people had been unfaithful.
لأنه شعب الله ما كانوش أمناء في هذا الزمن.
They'd been prideful.
كانوا متكبرين.
I remember a few years ago.
أنا فاكر من عدة سنوات.
Our church, we were a little bit arrogant.
كنيستنا كانت متغطرسة شوية.
We felt like we were God's gift to the earth.
افتكرنا إن إحنا عطية الله لبقية الشعوب.
God humbles us a little بit, don't you think so? Now if you believe God is in control, you say that's fine. If God is going to judge us, then the faithful brothers and sisters, they'll stand up for God. And after this, the worst persecution in the entire history of the Jews. As bad as the time of Hitler. After this, the Jews were more faithful.
بعد الاضطهاد ده اليهود كانوا عندهم ايمان واصبحوا امناء اكتر بكتير جدا مما كانوا قبل كده.
Than they had been in their whole history.
اكتر من كل تاريخهم اللي فات.
Now let's read verse 13 and verse 14.
خلكم نقرا ايات 13 و14 من اصحاح 8. فسمعت قدوسا واحدا يتكلم فقال قدوس واحد لفلان المتكلم الى متى الرؤيا من جهه المحرقه الدائمه ومعصيه الخراب؟ ليذل القدس والجند مدوسينا فقال إلى 2300 صباح ومساء فيتبرأ القدس.
So Daniel says,
دانيال قال,
how long will it be?
إلى مدى الموضوع ده الاضطهاد الرهيب ده هيحصل لحد إمتى؟
How long will my people have to endure this terrible persecution?
إلى مدى شعبي هيكون بيستحمل هذا الاضطهاد الرهيب؟
The angel says 2,300 evenings and mornings.
الملاك قال له 2,300 صباح ومساء.
That's 1,150 days.
ده عبارة عن 1,150 يوم.
Now we know from history when this happened.
إحنا عارفين من التاريخ إن ده حصل.
The month of November.
في شهر نوفمبر.
167 BC.
في سنة 167 قبل الميلاد.
When Antiochus desecrated the temple.
لما أنطاكيوس دخل الهيكل ودهن.
But the Jews rebelled.
لكن اليهود تمردوا.
You can read about it in the book of 1 Maccabees.
وممكن تقرا الموضوع ده في كتاب سفر المكابيين الأول.
It's in the Coptic Bible. You can read about it.
ده في الأسفار المحذوفة الأبوكريفة ممكن تقرا عنها لو أنت عايز.
The Maccabees came.
المكابيين جم.
They kicked out the Greeks.
طردوا اليونانيين.
They rededicated the temple.
وعادوا هيكلة
Even today, the Jews have a holiday. It's called Hanukkah.
وفي الأصباح عندهم عيد في اليوم ده اللي هو عيد الخنكة ده.
It celebrates this cleansing.
وبيحتفل بتطهير الهيكل اللي حصل من المكابيين.
It was 3 years and 1 month later.
بعد 3 سنين وشهر بعد الحدث اللي حصل ده.
1,000.
في سنة بعد 1,150
days.
بعد 1,150 يوم بالضبط.
exactly like God said.
زي بالضبط ما دانيال والله قالوا في سفر دانيال.
God is in control.
الله.
No matter what's happening in your life.
بصرف النظر عن ايه اللي بيحصل في حياتك.
Politics don't matter.
السياسة لا معنى لها.
Economy doesn't matter. Now you say, well, you're an American. Easy for you to say. I agree. Easy for me to say. Don't listen to me. Listen to Daniel. Listen to the Jews. God rules the nations. Now I have to finish. But I can't help it. I have to mention Daniel chapter 9. By the way, that's Antiochus Epiphanes. Daniel 9.
Daniel 9.
The year is 538
BC.
Daniel's been in captivity for 68 years. He's more than 80 years old. Cyrus has already come destroying Babylon. Daniel was still faithful. He said he was reading Jeremiah. And Jeremiah said 70 years. So Daniel says, well, it's been 68 years. So he prays to God. Said, God, come on, let's get going. And God answered his prayer. I don't have time to read that. But let's read just a little bit. Verse 20 through 24. Daniel chapter
9. وبينما أنا أتكلم وأصلي وأعترف بخطيئتي وخطية شعب إسرائيل وأطرح تضرعي على الرب إلهي على جبل قدس إلهي وأنا متكلم بعد الصلاة إذا بالرجل جبرائيل الذي رأيته بالرؤيا في الخداع مطارا واقفا لمسني عند وقت تقدمة المساء وفهمني وتكلم معي وقال يا دانيال إني خرجت الآن لأعلمك الفهم بذات تضرعات خرج الأمر وأنا جئت لأخبرك لأنك أنت محبوب فتأمل الكلام وافهم الرؤية 70 أسبوعا قضيت على شعبك وعلى مدينتك المقدسة لتكميل المعصية وتتميم الخطايا ولكفارة الإثم وليؤتى بالبر الأبدي ولختم الرؤية والنبوة ولمسح قدوس القدوسين فاعلم وافهم أنه من خروج الأمر تجديد أورشليم وبنائها إلى المسيح الرئيس 7 أسابيع و62 أسبوعا يعود ويبنى سوق وخليج في ضيق الأزمنة.
Can you read verse 25 also, please?
I just did.
Oh, 25 also, good. So he says, 77s. Did anybody bring their calculator?
That's 490.
From the time of the decree, of the announcement, to rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one comes. In Hebrew, Messiah. The Messiah. When was the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem? It's in Ezra chapter 7. This was 70 years after Daniel died. A Persian king, his name was Artaxerxes. In his 17th year, he said, go back and rebuild Jerusalem. And that's what Nehemiah did. He rebuilt the city. The year was 458 BC. Now let's go forward 490 years. That'd be 32 AD.
ده تقريبا سنة 32 ميلاديا.
No, wait, no, not 32 AD.
لا مش ممكن يكون السنة دي.
Because there was no year zero.
لأنه ما كانش فيه سنة صفر.
It goes from 1 BC.
يقول من واحد قبل الميلاد.
To 1 AD.
لواحد بعد الميلاد.
So God tells Daniel.
عشان كده الله بيقول لدانيال.
The Messiah is going to come to Jerusalem.
المسيح هيكون بيأتي إلى أورشليم.
Put an end to sin.
بيكون بيعطي نهاية للخطية.
Bring in everlasting righteousness.
بيكون بيجيب البر الأبدي.
When?
إمتى؟
About
33
AD. That's pretty good.
ده شيء مذهل مش كده؟
That's pretty accurate.
ده دقيق جدا.
When God says it's going to happen.
لما الله بيقول ده هيحصل.
It's going to happen. Because God rules the nations. God is in control. You can put your faith in God. You don't have to put your faith in the system. No matter what happens. And then there's the prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem. And then there's the prophecy in Daniel 10 and
11.
That's the greatest prophecy in the whole book. But I'm going to skip that. We're going to go to Daniel
12.
Let's finish in Daniel chapter 12. Let's read verses 2 through 4. Daniel chapter 12.
والآن أخبرك بالحق هو ده ثلاثة ملوك أيضا يقومون في فارس والرابع يستغنى بغنى أوفر من جميعهم وحسب قوته بغناه يهيج الجميع على مملكة اليونان ويقوم ملك جبار تسلط تسلطا عظيما ويفعل حسب إرادته وقت القيامة تنكسر مملكته وتنقسم إلى رياح السماء الأربع ولا لعقبه ولا حسب سلطان يتسلط به لأن مملكته تنقرض وتكون لآخرين غير أولئك.
So Daniel has a vision.
عنده رؤية تانية دانيال.
This one is the future even for us.
دي يمكن المستقبل حتى مستقبلي نحن.
It's a vision of the time of the end.
دي رؤية للنهاية.
He says many many will come forth from the grave.
بيقول في ناس كتيرة جدا يكونوا بيأتوا.
Some will go to everlasting life. Some to everlasting destruction. You know, I was in the museum yesterday. And I saw the mummies. Ramses II. And Amenhotep and these other kings. Someday all of us will rise from the dead. That doesn't really make sense. My body will rot. Part of me is tempted to not believe this. I mean, I'm a scientist. Science says that could never happen. But I believe it'll happen. I believe that someday I will rise from the dead and I will face God. Many of us will go to everlasting life. We'll be like the stars in the sky that shine forever and ever. I believe it. You know why I believe it? Because Daniel said so. Daniel was always right. He said it was going to be the 11th king of the 4th empire. And it was the 11th king of the 4th empire. He said he would change the times. And he changed the times. He said there would be a goat with a huge horn. He would charge from the west. And he would destroy the goat with the ram with two horns. And Daniel said, 2,300 evenings and mornings. And guess what? It was 2,300.
2,300 evenings and mornings. God rules the nations. God is in control. And he says to
Daniel,
those who are wise, they will shine. And they will bring many others to righteousness. You know, there's many other people in this city. They should be sitting here in this room. There's plenty of room up there. In God's house there are many rooms. Let's plan on bringing many others to righteousness as well. Thank you for putting up with an extra long sermon. Great job. Okay.
يا رب من قلوبنا يا رب بليك بنعلن إيماننا يا رب بنصر إنك أنت إله الحي القيوم زي ما قال عليك يا رب فيوب الأيام نبوخذ نصر